Spring sports are upon us. We are almost ready to start our spring sports season. And for our member schools, sometimes this sneaks up on us because most of our member schools are still in winter sports and will either be very soon out of winter sports when their spring sports start, or they will still be in some of their winter sports. And so we have some overlap as we do between all three of our seasons. But sometimes our spring sports, we aren't thinking about it, and we just wanted to send a few reminders to help schools prepare for spring sports. And we sent this in our weekly mission memo, but I wanted to do a short podcast for those of you who are school people. This is really for you. For those of you who are not school people, this is just maybe a glimpse inside the world of school administrators and school coaches in thinking forward about what goes into getting ready for a sports season. So this is going to be specific to spring. But really, all of these pieces will have to be attended to in every season. So just a few things to remember. One is to go in right now and determine with all of your students who's academically eligible coming out of the fall and those who are not academically eligible. That way you have a list to check all of the students who come out for your spring sports, and you can make determinations on their academic eligibility early. It's always disappointing for everyone involved when a student is not academically eligible. It is more disappointing once several days of practice have gone on before that is discovered. So try to do your checks as early as possible. Ensure that all of your schedules are entered accurately on the MSHA website. You may not have paid attention to it through the winter, but now it's time to get in there and double and triple check your schedules just to make sure that everything is up to date on the website. Communicate with your coaches a deadline, an internal deadline. Set it for yourself for submitting the names of all who have come out for your teams so that you can process eligibility and transfer checks as soon as you possibly can. Spring sports, sometimes, as I said, they're not getting as much attention on the front end, and we need to make sure we're getting all those eligibility checks done as early as possible. Make sure your eligibility rosters are entered on time. We have deadlines for those. So put it on your calendar now, getting your eligibility rosters in on time. Keep working on getting your spring coaches approved. ADs and schools, we know you're working on that, but keep pressing and pressing and pressing because we know that this is a very busy time. Ensure that your emergency action plans are up to date and that all of your administrators and coaches know your emergency action plans for every one of your facilities, your baseball fields, your spring softball fields, your track and field, your girls soccer, even your golf courses. Boys golf and tennis are going on. You may be doing that completely off-site. Make sure that your coaches know what the emergency action plan is for everywhere they're going to be. If you haven't done it already, look ahead for potential schedule conflicts. Spring is the season that is also on top of the end-of-the-year activities, and all of our schools have a number of end-of-the-year activities. It's a big time for high schools. April and May are very, very busy, and there are times when you have conflicts, either with your regular season or the postseason in your sports. Having all of that ahead of time and making sure you're communicating and adjusting where you can is a really good idea. So make sure you're very aware of where those potential conflicts are. Make sure your summertime dead periods are into the MSHA website for your summer activities and athletics. That deadline has not come yet, but it is coming soon. So if you haven't already discussed with your school when you're going to be doing your summertime dead periods, please do so. Also, make sure you're mindful of the deadline to drop your registration for spring sports. That deadline is March 13th. If it becomes apparent you're not going to have a team before then, you need to drop before that date in order to avoid the fine. Just a few reminders. It's certainly not exhaustive, but we just want you to know schools, we're thinking about you and your spring sports. Spring sport coaches, we're thinking about you. We know it's an exciting time as you get ready to start your season. Hopefully, this will be helpful in making sure everybody has a smooth start. Have a great spring season. This is Dr. Jennifer Ruckstad, Executive Director of the Missouri State High School Activities Association. You've been listening to the MSHA All Access Podcast. This is Dr. Jennifer Ruckstad, the Executive Director of the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Thank you for listening to the MSHA All Access Podcast and having an interest in Missouri high school activities and athletics. If you enjoyed today's episode of the MSHA All Access Podcast or any of the episodes in this podcast, please consider subscribing or liking with your favorite podcast provider. It helps other people find us, and we really appreciate you listening and supporting the Missouri State High School Activities Association.